223.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. And Sundays are always special. I always love Sunday mornings. It's a time where you don't have to rush. You can get up, take your time, have a nice breakfast, read the paper. And sometimes the Sunday paper is, you know, you can hardly pick it up to bring it inside the house. But it's a time to relax. And that's what I figured we would do this Labor Day, is let you sit back, relax, and we're going to give you ideas and some tips on what you should be doing to make your landscaping look good in the fall, and to have it healthier and stronger during the winter months. Last hour, we talked about trees, we talked about shrubs, and I just wanted to touch back a little bit more on shrubs, because evergreen shrubs need a little extra care than deciduous plants that lose their leaves during the winter. So broadleaf evergreens, especially newly planted ones, need a couple of things. The first thing that they need is you need to have a couple of inches of bark mulch around the base of the plant. And that keeps the ground frozen during the winter so it doesn't freeze and thaw. That's very, very important. The other thing is, if they're newly planted, young plants, it would be a good idea if you could feed them this time of the year, right now. So this is, you know, August, September is a great time to do a lot of things to prepare the plants for October, November, December, and so forth. So a general purpose, slow release organic. Now, the reason that I want it to be organic is this. If you take a chemical, like a 10-10-10, and you put it around your shrubs, the weather gets cold, the plant stops growing, the chemical is still being released to the plant. And you want that plant to go to sleep, but you want it to pick up the food now. If you use organic, when the ground gets cold, the organic fertilizers stop releasing to the plant. And that way, the plant can go dormant, but when the spring arrives, the chemical has leached out of the ground with the rain, with the melting snow, it's gone. The organics are still partly there, so that as the ground warms up, food is available, and the plant can start to do things sooner for you. So anything like that. Newly planted, keep them watered right up until at least Thanksgiving. I know by then you were thinking of putting everything to bed, but you've got to keep your evergreen plants watered, newly ones, newly planted, have to be watered till about Thanksgiving. And you're talking boxwood, holly, azaleas. Azaleas are more tender. And if they don't get into that sleep dormancy mode with a lot of water, then the buds are going to dry up. You don't have any blooms. So keep them well watered. That will make a big difference. Now, if your evergreen plants are in an area where when you get a heavy rain, you get a puddle, and the puddle will last a day or two, maybe even longer, that's telling you that you've got clay. And evergreen plants do not like places that stay wet, for the most part. Some do, but a lot of them don't. If you could put liquid gypsum in those flower beds where you planted your azaleas, rhododendron, Mount Laurel, Boxwood, Ilex, Inkberry, anything that stays green. It's a leaf. Needle evergreens are not as demanding, like junipers or yews, arborvitae. They'll grow just about any place. But if you get puddles of standing water, get some liquid gypsum, and that will help to give you better drainage and less stress on your plant. So give that a try. I know that you will really, really like that. Now, let's talk about plants that you've transplanted or you're thinking of transplanting at this time of the year. Whether it be a rose, perennial, a shrub, a tree, certain things need to be done. Think of that plant as a newly purchased plant from the nursery. And you have a $10 plant. And you have to put it in a $100 hole. That's the secret. The better the roots start, the better your plant is going to grow. And the better it's going to survive. So when you're transplanting in the fall of the year, use compost. Use peat moss. Use cow manure. But use some form of organic matter that you blend into the soil that's in the hole and the soil that you put around the root ball. It makes a tremendous difference because when the little tiny root hairs come out, they're in rich, well-drained, loose soil, and they can get caught that much faster. And you can plant a shrub or a tree right now. And by the time the ground freezes, that tree could have grown 2 to 3 inches of roots on that plant. So it's really, really important that you do that. Okay? So condition the soil. And if you have some fertilizer, if you don't, then buy fertilizer that has the mycorrhizae, Biotone, Plant Thrive, either one of those two, and apply it at the time of planting. It's going to make a tremendous difference. And put some bark notes around them. If it's a tree that you're moving and it's over 5 to 6 foot and it's got a real big top on it, stake it in place so that the wind doesn't move it. If it's an evergreen that you're moving, a rhododendron, an azalea, a boxwood, something that stays green during the winter, and it's been there for several years and you decide I'm going to move it, you're not going to be able to get all the roots, which means that you need to ensure that the plant gets enough water, and you're doing that with the mycorrhizae. You're doing that with putting some bark mulch around the plant. But the thing that would really, really help is to use a product like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on the foliage of the plant. It will plug up all of the pores, preventing water from escaping through those leaves. It's like putting an antiperspirant on you, you know? You put on the Mitchum or whatever you use, and you do it for two things. You do it so that you won't sweat as much and so that you won't smell. In the case of the plant, you don't care if it smells. You want it to not lose moisture through those leaves because the roots have been cut when you moved it. Same thing with perennials. You know, if it's a perennial that stays green above the ground, like iris, they stay green above the ground. Then you want to put a little bit of wilt-proof on them just to help them survive the winter. It makes a big, big difference. Now, if you have ground covers, Pachysandra, English ivy, myrtle, ajuga, again, newly planted in the last year, few things that you need to do. First, and probably the most important, is weeding. Any grasses that came there, any weeds that came up in your ground cover area, get all the weeds out. One thing less to do in the spring, and by you pulling them out now, they're not going to be as big and harder to pull as they will be in the spring. Because during the winter, that grass, even though it gets hit by the frost, the roots are still going to grow. Get them out. Then we get a fresh start. Less competition when spring arrives with the regular plant. Now, look at the color of your ground covers. They should be nice and green, depending on what you planted. Sometimes we put plants for the shade in an area where they get a little bit too much sun. And if that happens, the color, instead of being deep green, could be a pale green. And there's really not too much we can do about that because we put it in a location where it really doesn't want to be. So you may think about next spring moving them. Pachysandra, for example, thrives in the shade. We'll take a half a day of sun. But if that hot sun from 11 to 3 hits the Pachysandra straight on, it's going to change color. If it's not the sun, then you need iron. And you can buy iron in an organic fertilizer. And the chelated iron will change the color, making it deep green and healthier for you. So think about it. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a day where we're going to sit back, we're going to relax, we're going to enjoy the day because it is Labor Day weekend. And what I'd like to do today is just give you a lot of tips on what you should be doing in your yard, how to get everything ready for the fall and the winter season, and that's what we're going to do. So just sit back, write some notes, and make some mental notes, and we'll help you out. Now, in your annual garden, the flowers, zinnias, marigolds, petunias, all of your summer flowering annuals, they're going to continue to bloom until we get a good frost on them. And you can extend that color if you water and feed them. If you say, well, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, I'm not going to water the garden anymore, I'm getting tired of it, they're going to dry out, and they're going to stop blooming. But if you can go into your annual beds and deadhead all of the flower, any flower that you see that's done, pick off the dead bud. That way, the plant doesn't use its energy to make seeds. You don't need the seeds. You just want the plant to give you color. So the more you deadhead and the more you remove those faded flowers, the more the plant's going to try and work for you and give you more blooms. Now, some of the flowers, because of the weather, have got a little bit of like a white film on them. That's called powdery mildew. And a good fungicide like Serenade, which is organic, will take care of that. Tall phlox, zinnias, even in your vegetable garden, things like cucumbers and pumpkins, melons, winter squash, they're getting some powdery mildew. And if you can stop it so that when the new growth continues to come, the plant will just produce more and more energy, and your winter squashes will get bigger and bigger. Your annuals, like zinnias, will continue to make blooms, and you'll get to enjoy the garden that much longer. So a little bit of cleaning helps a great deal. Fertilizer. Don't say, oh, you know, it's almost September, I don't want to feed them anymore. Well, you get hungry. You eat every day. If you can keep feeding those annuals, they're going to get bigger. They're going to be stronger. You'll have less of a disease problem. And because they're stronger, they can better fight off insects. So a little bit of fertilizer, a little bit of fungicide when needed, a little bit of pruning to remove the dead flowers and to keep the plant productive. If insects come, treat them. You must have a general purpose. You know, one product fits all. There are products like that. Use it. And then when the flowers go by, one of the most important things is if you had powdery mildew or leaf spot or any kind of fungus on your plants, it's important that in the fall you pull them out. Get rid of the plants out of your garden. Don't leave them there until the spring. Rake the garden and get all of the fallen leaves off the ground. Put it in your compost pile. It will rot. The heat that's created will kill the fungus, will kill any insects that are there, and by you cleaning your annual beds, you are pulling potential disease and insect problems off from this year to next year. So a little bit of fall cleaning, it really does help a great deal. And if you've got the time and you want to save some time for the spring, edge your flower beds. You know, the grass that has grown into it, the weeds that are there, put a nice, clean, sharp edge and be one thing less that you have to do next year on all of your annual beds. And you're going to see you'll be ahead of the game in the long run. So let's clean, let's feed, let's prevent insects. And the other thing is cut. You have a chance right now to get all of the fresh cut flowers that you need. Don't buy them. What you need to do is you need to cut those zinnias, the snapdragons. Bring them in the house and enjoy them. And if you have containers like window boxes, you have whiskey barrels or planters, and there's geraniums in them, bring them in for the winter. Dig them up. Put them in containers now to give them a chance to get acclimated to the change. And then when they start talking frost, you can bring those beautiful geraniums inside the house for the winter. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. This fall, after you put all your garden equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pets safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about your annual garden and what we can do in the fall to increase the color. Well, this is my favorite time of the year. And a plant that is really a perennial, but because of the time that we plant it, really is an annual flower, is your fall blooming chrysanthemums or mums. Now, if you want them to survive the winter and come back next year, you can't plant them in middle of October and expect that plant to root into your garden and be totally prepared for the winter. Your best bet, go to your nursery now. Buy mums that are just cracking color or in bud. So if you know you want reds and yellows and whites, then buy the ones that are still tight. Just cracking color or no buds at all, those are later. Get them in the garden, and they have a much better chance of surviving. Now, what I want you to do is this. Most of us in the fall, when we plant differently. in the spring, we dig a hole, we put compost, you know, we pat the root ball, we talk to the plant, come on, you know, let's get some nice color and grow. In the fall, we dig a hole, pull it out of the pot, and just throw it in the ground and say, go. And that's why a lot of these plants don't survive. There's no soil conditioning, there's no love put into it. So what I want you to do is this. Pull the mum out of the container. And you're going to see that the roots are growing round and around and around the outside of the root ball. That's because the roots were planted in the pot and they couldn't go anyplace, so they followed the edge of the pot. Take a knife, and I want you to make three cuts from the top of the root ball to the bottom with a knife, about a half an inch into the root ball. Space the three cuts from top down evenly around that root ball. Put your plants in. Keep them nice and wet. And the roots that you cut will now be able to grow out into the existing bed. They won't continue to grow in a circle. And you have a much better chance of having them survive. And your mums, what I do is this. When the flowers go by, take all the blooms off so that the energy, again, is used to in the plant, not to make seeds. So cut off all the flowers. Once you've had a frost and the mums all die, cut the mum plant to the ground and cover the mum plant. Now, you can take the old sticks and put it on it. I would rather you don't. Put some bark mulch on it, some peat moss, pine needles work very well just to insulate the plant so that it doesn't move up and down in the soil. This makes a big, big difference in the survival rate of your mums. Okay? A little bit of fertilizer now and then won't hurt either. And mums are growing the sun of the shade. You can put them in whiskey barrels, but they really don't survive the winter well because the whiskey barrel fills full of water, turns to a block of ice, and it stretches and kills all the roots. Better off in the ground, okay? If they're in a container and you want to save them, put them inside a building, unheated, tool shed, barn, garage. They'll do very, very well. Now, also available, that's an annual, is flowering cabbage and flowering kale. And they are exactly that. They're in the cabbage family, and they're in the kale family. And they have a thick, leathery leaf. But these are awesome plants for the fall. The leaves are usually kind of a lime green or kind of a purpley color when you buy them. When the weather gets cold, the center of the cabbage or the kale will change. You'll have white, you'll have purple, you'll have pink coloration start from the very center and move out towards the edges. And that gives you color until the snow covers the plant. Flowering cabbage and flowering kale are very, very unique, because they will tolerate freezing weather. No other plant can do that. And if you plant your cabbage and kale during September, feed them well. You know, put some compost in there, a little bit of Miracle-Gro every couple of weeks. So it'll get bigger. You're going to get more color. And if you have an early snow, let's say Christmas, and the snow melts, it's still alive. And I remember when I lived in Massachusetts, one time I had planted cabbage and kale. The snow piled up, forgot all about it. Late January, we had a thaw. Snow disappeared. There's the cabbage and kale still growing like crazy. So they're tough. They're strong. They're growing sun. They're growing shade. They're growing containers, in window boxes. And they really are a great plant for a lot of color late in the year. No flowers, just foliage, which really makes them look nice. Okay, so there's one plant. Another plant that will do a good thing for you for the fall color are perennials. And some of my favorite perennials to plant now are sedum, asters, and some of you that like flowers real late in the year, in October, there's a daisy called Montauk, and if you live in New York State, they call it the Long Island daisy. But for most of us, it's called a Montauk. It's a daisy, pure white, yellow center, 2 to 3 inches in diameter, and it does not flower until late September and through October. You get a frost, it laughs at the frost. Very hardy, very strong, and this is a plant that will get up to be 2 to 3 feet tall if you want it shorter. 4th of July, cut the plant in half. So if by the 4th of July it's, say, 15 inches tall, cut it in half, 7, 8 inches. It will double the spread of the plant, and instead of being upright, it's going to grow like a mushroom cap, more spreading, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful. But it's the only perennial that will tolerate the frost and will bloom in September and October. Wonderful plant, very, very hardy, and it's something that everybody should have in their garden because it's the last one to bloom. Everything is done. The frost has killed it, it's finished flowering, but the Montauk daisy is still there. Now, if you like little daisies, asters, fall asters, and if you drive down the back country roads, you're going to see growing wild are these little blue daisies. That's the same thing. That's a fall aster. Except the ones in the garden centers are all hybrids. They'll get to grow about 15 to 18 inches wide and 15 to 18 inches tall, covered with 1-inch flowers that look like a daisy. But the hybrids are pink, white, blue, and purple. And they're bought in the fall of the year because that's when they bloom. And you treat them just like a mom. Cut the roots, like I told you. Put some soil conditioner in the ground. And with your mums, your fall aster, your Montauk daisy, if you can put some of this mycorrhiza, either Biotone or Plant Thrive, at the time you plant, that's going to stimulate the roots to grow bigger, thicker, fuller, and to make the plant better survive the winter. So whatever you put into it, you're going to get it back. Now, my favorite of the fall blooming perennials, I call sedum. And I want to tell you about 4 of them that I have in my garden that everybody should have. They're just coming in bloom now, but I've been enjoying the foliage since May, all of June, all of July, all of August, and I will continue to enjoy the foliage right up until October. Now, these tall growing sedums are called spectabilis, and the first one is green, called Indian Chief, and has a cluster of tiny star-like flowers. The clusters could be anywhere from 2 to 4 inches that are pink. Now, what I like, besides that, that's the original. Now the hybrids. There is one called Atro Purple, and this one has purple to red foliage. So treat it the same way as the green, and has purple-red flowers on it. There's another one called Frosty Morn, like Frosty Morning. The leaves are variegated, green with a white center on the foliage. So you can enjoy that colorful foliage all year, like the Atro Purple. That's purple all year long. There's also a yellow and green, and your local garden center will have these either in the spring or in the fall. Now, the green and white, the green and yellow, will have pink flowers. The straight green, pink flowers, and the purple will have purple flowers to red almost, but more on the purple side. Now, 4th of July, these plants are going to be up 15 to 18 inches. Cut them in half to make a bush out to be more of a mushroom cup shape than straight up. And then, because the flowers are so big, if it gets up to be 2 feet tall and you get a 3 or 4 inch flower, the weight of it will make it fall over. And you don't really want that. You would rather have a plant that's going to be short, squatty, and have many more smaller flowers. But this is what I want you to do. In July, when you cut this particular plant back, you're going to take all the pieces that you cut off of it. You're going to clean the bottom 3 inches of leaves from the stems. Pull them right off. Dip the stems in rooting powder and put 3, 4, 5 cuttings together about an inch apart in your perennial bed, and they are going to root and give you a brand new plant. I bought one of each 3 years ago. I now have 5 clusters of each of these colors in different parts of my garden, and it cost me nothing. So you take the cuttings during 4th of July. You can do the same thing with your aster that you prune in July, your Montauk daisy that you prune in July, and mums, well, it's too late. So your Montauk, your aster, and your sedum, if you can prune them 4th of July, a little bit of rooting powder, stick them in the ground, keep them wet, but condition the soil with some compost, and you will have an incredible perennial garden with color all year, beautiful foliage, and flowers in the fall.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. you're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're celebrating Labor Day by letting you sit back and enjoy the program this morning. Get a pad of paper, a pen, write down some notes, and we're going to try and help you to have a wonderful gardening season. We were talking about annuals and perennials, and in your perennial bed, in the weeks to come, and some of the things you can do right now, plants like daylilies, if you look at them, they're starting to turn yellow. You know, and you've got a lot of dead sticks from the flowers. The plants are looking tired. It's time for you to say to that plant, I appreciate everything that you've done, and I'm going to help you get to sleep. And what you want to do is to try and pull off whatever looks dead. Cut off the dead flower stakes. Clean up the plant. And your foliage on your daylilies could be a couple feet tall. Cut the foliage down to about 6 inches and pull all the junk out. Let the plant go to sleep, let it relax, and prepare for the winter. As your hostas begin to look yellow and dirty, cut them back to about 6 inches. Anything that's dead, pull it right off. Right now, Bleeding Heart, which is a wonderful spring-blooming plant. You look at the foliage, and it's all yellow. It's tired. Cut that right down to the ground. Get rid of it. So if it had any problems, you're removing the problem. So things like hostas, like daylilies, Bleeding Heart that are starting to go by, clean them up, get them ready, and you know, don't put any food, because you want these perennials to go to sleep, and you want them to rest. So if you put fertilizer in your perennial beds. Now, in the, let's say that we get a good soaking rain, so it activates the fertilizer, and then you get a lot of mild weather. You know, we haven't had a nice mild fall for many, many years. It's due, and this could be the year. So if you put fertilizer in, the plants will start to make new growth. They will be killed by the cold weather. Let them go dormant. You can put some bark mulch over them to help insulate them. That will be great. Some perennials you can divide now. Daylilies, hosta, iris, bleeding heart, peonies can be dug and divided. If you're going to divide a peony, dig up the whole clump and shake some of the soil off, and you're going to see it's a fairly thick root, and it looks like a claw with the feet or the roots hanging down, and on the top of it, it's all twisted and snarled. But what you're going to see are pointed buds. They're going to be brown, could be burgundy, could be black, could be even green. And the buds are pointed, sharp, and about half to three-quarters of an inch long. Now, if you want to divide that peony and you want to get flowers, you need to cut it so that each piece that you divide has 3 to 5 of these buds. And in the gardening industry, they're called eyes. So you need 3 to 5 eyes or buds, a nice clean cut with a sharp knife, and then where you cut into really fleshy roots. If you have any rose and flower dust, sprinkle a little bit of dust right on that fleshy part of your root system, and that will prevent any disease problems. Now, if you are cutting into fleshy part and it's all wet, put it in your garage or in your tool shed overnight. That will give the plant a chance to make a callus to protect itself from moisture in the soil and insects. If you cut it and just throw it in the ground with no leaves, the plant's dormant. It needs time. And I've always found if you can let it stay dry, it scabs over much, much faster, and the survival rate is much, much better. Now, there's some perennials that still look green right now. Some of your daisies and a lot of perennials are still blooming. Cut off the dead flowers.